Interesting, you say, and you look at me with a mix of emotions, confusion, bemusement, and concern, and you know how much I hate that. You're really feeling none of those emotions, but you do such a good job of portraying them. I can't help but considering if there's something wrong. But you know exactly what you're doing. And before long, I feel stupid for falling for it. Anger for not trusting my gut. And a bit of fear mixed with happiness because I don't know what's going to happen. But I do know I'll enjoy it. Interesting, you say, as you look at me, resting on my knees on the floor. My thighs spread to display my cunt for you. My back straight as you've taught me. My head held high, my gaze following you, as you do not believe in having me pound my head. You want me to worship you, to be proud and not fear you, and ultimately, take away the escape I have in averting my eyes from you. My hands are interlocked at my elbow joints behind my back. I grab my arms tightly as you lay your hand on my head and intertwine your fingers with my hair. You sit down in front of me. The damn anticipation is unbearable. It's really interesting, isn't it? You ask, pulling me out of my thoughts and suddenly making me panic. What's interesting? I think to myself, I have no freaking idea. What's he talking about? I don't want to mess up by saying the wrong thing, but I also have to say something. Fuck. Am I interesting? I ask nervously, expecting the answer to be wrong and for him to punish me. It doesn't happen, though. In fact, the opposite occurs. You say, yes, little girl. You are indeed very interesting. Now, touch your clit and let me explain. You stand up and let go of me, backing off a step as I moved my hand around to touch myself as you ordered. You're interesting because you've completely and utterly surrendered yourself to me, you say. I understand you. As you sit there masturbating, I'm well aware that your thoughts are wandering off. And at the same time, you're trying so hard to stay focused so that you may serve me, knowing that my pleasure comes first. You finish your sentence with a smile and then turn and walk to the drawer. When you come back with the dildo, I already know what you want me to do with it. You don't even have to say a word, but you do. And it's the same command as always. Simple. Just like you want it. Fuck. It's all I need to hear before I start pushing the cock into my greedy cunt. You're such a little cock slut. Tell me why you like serving me, you say. Making my mind strain as I try to formulate thoughts while fucking myself. When I was first drawn to you, it was purely because of how raw and animalistic you were. You fucked me and you hurt me just right. Kept me safe, but a little scared. Even though it was good, because you as a person were and are intimidating. Now it's still much of the same, but we've both grown so much. I no longer want the physical sensations, but enjoy ownership you have over me as a submissive in mind and body. You've changed too. Your power now under control, calculating. You're still able to hold me by force, of course, but the mental hold you have over me is much stronger. I like serving you because You understand me. Oh, you see my potential and realize its use. You don't give in to my needs. As much as I hate that, it's really what I want. I want to serve you first. My needs are secondary. As long as I get to suck your cock or feel you coming inside me anywhere, I'll be happy. I'm conditioned to your needs. As your baby girl, your whore, your sexy little fuck slut, I serve you because I love you as a person and as a dominant who holds my well-being entirely in his hands. I hardly even finish my sentence before you say, come.